Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is the I Am Well show, and I am your host, Annemieke van Eijkeren. The co-host is Justin Ebner. Our guest for tonight is Eric Brohl from the northeast coast of the United States, and he's going to take you on a spiritual journey tonight. Eric is a quantum tone healer, and he will explain all about that during the show. And he uses a combination of Reiki, of which we all have heard, and sound healing in his practice. So the sound healing instruments include crystal singing bowls, bronze singing bowls, Ting Sha bells, and what that is, we will explain later, solfeggio frequency tuning forks, and Chinese gong. He does readings, and in his readings, he incorporates diverse psychic readings that include mediumship, angel guidance, past life cell memory, and foreseeing your possible future blueprint. So that's different from foreseeing your future. It has to do with your blueprint and what that is. We will discuss later. He sees readings as an honorable sacred practice of giving valuable and credible messages to clients. Essentially, the divine purpose of these readings are to heal, redirect, and empower you. It will also allow you to see your true purpose on this earth plane, known as a galactic schoolhouse for billions of souls. His readings give a feeling of it being a transformative journey with the self, and it allows you to see yourself at a higher angle with greater depth and perception. You will be given strength, motivation, and determination to continue through this challenging reality with a bold heart. So let's welcome Eric to the show. Good evening, Eric.
Hey, welcome. Good evening, Anya.
Hey, good to hear you live.
Yes, same here to you.
We've exchanged a lot of typing over the past few weeks.
Yes, we have.
So this is a very good solution for us to be live and speaking. That is a lot better and easier than typing. You do a lot of different things that need clarifying over the show. My show host, Justin, knows a lot about what you do as well. He has had a very broad education in shamanism. He knows about singing bowls. He knows about tuning forks. He even learned to work with them. So Justin is a very good partner in that. Justin?
Yes. I am. I like to think I'm well-versed in frequency and vibrational healing. We did a form called Frequency Vibrational Shiatsu, utilizing the tuning forks from the different scales, focusing on altering the frequency of the different layers of the body at the different frequencies in which it vibrates. You know, to bring about that health.
I think it would be very interesting as well for Eric, as for you, if you two would get together sometime after a show. And maybe you can exchange some knowledge with each other. I think that would be enlightening for both of you. You both have things that the other doesn't do. So maybe you could teach each other some things. That would be nice.
That sounds lovely.
And I hope that I will be in a situation that I could join you guys, although I'm on the other side of the ocean. You never know what happens. Maybe the angels want me to be there and learn together with you and share together with you guys. That would be amazing. You never know what happens.
Yes. We never know. The universe has a plan.
So, Eric, you are in Berlin. That's not such a big place, but you have your practice there. You do classes, workshops, psychic readings, and whatnot. First of all, who's Eric?
Yes, I'm a quantum tone healer. I do, of course, you've mentioned a lot what I've done beforehand. Reiki, sound, vibrational healing. And I also do the readings like you've mentioned. And I pretty much also teach mindfulness, meditation, I teach power of intention. I also teach sound therapy classes as well. And I'm actually expanding upon that this year. I'll be doing a lot of more different types of classes locally and also out of town. So I don't just do the Berlin area, but I also do the other parts of New Hampshire, which is the state I live in. So I just kind of travel all over regionally, and I do my practice, events, and it's just a fascinating journey in itself, the classes. And I love teaching classes, as well as giving readings. And I also like the nice environment of doing a healing session for a client, nice, quiet, and the sessions individually with people are very special and unique in itself. And as well as a group, it's dynamic. It's very different when I teach classes. I just like the diversity of what I offer to clients and in group work. So it's just a fascinating practice, quite diverse.
So basically you are teaching and you will travel on request. Now, let's say we have a very diverse audience. Our listeners come from all over the world. Let's say they want you in Australia and you guys can come to some agreement. You would travel to go to Australia and go pet the koalas and the wallabies?
I am open to anything. I am open to traveling to wherever people need me. And the audience, it's great, and I am... It's open. So
if you guys would like to have Eric come over and teach his very special classes about the singing bowls and the healing that he does and all these specialities that he has that we mentioned, you can find him on www.quantumtones.com. That is Q-U-A-N-T-U-M, like in Marie, tones.com. And he's also on Facebook, and you can find him on www.facebook.com, mastershaman.healer.lightworker.brawl. And brawl is B-R-E-A-U-L-T. That's a French name. So.
Yes, brawl, French.
Yeah, it's a French name. Dutch and English, B-R-E-A-U-L-T. So you can find him on Facebook, you can find him on his website, and you can contact him there. You can also call him on the phone if you like, 001-603-752-1261. If you really need him ASAP, please do not call during the show. That wouldn't be fun, wouldn't it? Choose to go in this direction of healing, starting probably with somewhere with Reiki, and how did you find all these modalities and how did you get to use them?
I found them actually locally. First, I started over 15 years ago. I had some kind of crisis, personal crisis, and it just kind of led me to an inward journey with myself. And sometimes we get hit by a brick wall, and it's like, oh, my goodness gracious, what's going on here? And the universe seemed to steer us in a different direction. It kind of drew me inwards, and I had a lot of questions and a lot of things, and I started doing research, and then suddenly, out of the blue, they were offering Reiki classes locally at a college, which is pretty ironic, and things, there are no coincidences. Everything just comes in divine order, and I've learned that in the long run that it is true. So I ended up taking the classes, and then from there I've met people, and I decided to take level 2, and I continued to level 3. And then I decided to go to college. Something just encouraged me to go to college, and I went to Springfield College out of St. Johnsbury, Vermont. It was a human service college. I wanted to do things to help people. And while I was there, the college itself is very spiritual and offers a lot of interesting offerings. It just allows us to deeply talk about ourselves, because it's important for us to know ourselves in order to serve humanity, human services. So I ended up doing a community project there. And the community project, I was trying to figure out what I wanted to do. And what came to mind was sound healing and incorporating sound healing in the education system. And the only reason why I thought of that is because of my hearing impairment. And because of my hearing impairment, I felt a connection with sound. And because of that piece. And I thought by incorporating this into the special education system with children who are behavioral, autistic, or different, whatever the challenges that they are faced with at school. So I ended up doing a case study with a student who was special needs, and he was autistic. And it was with permission of a mother, the teacher, the special ed director. And we did this whole six-month project that was based on the case study, and I did interviews, everything with the teachers and how they felt. And they were kind of foreseeing the case study. And I learned from the teachers, and they said they feel that there needs to be something like that, holistical, in the school system. And I feel that today, I think people should incorporate more of that into the schools, the mindfulness, the sound healing, and all that stuff.
It would be best if they would teach stuff like that on schools. It would benefit not just the pupils, but it would benefit the staff as well.
Oh, yes. And you're right about that, Inmyuk. And one of the teachers even mentioned, you know what? And I play the bowls for them, and I bring the bowls and singing bowls in the classroom. The teachers are like, Eric, I'm just relaxed. My whole work day is smooth. I said, yes, it makes a big difference. And also that they see this autistic kid improving. Each day I do the sessions with the kids in the morning, after lunch, recess, and at the end of the day. And we did this for months. We've noticed improvement in his learning abilities, and its behavior has softened. It's much more smoother, his day is better, and the teachers even commented on that. So the study itself became a success, and that pushed me into doing, that's where sound therapy came in, because that success of that case study allowed the door to open up for me to move ahead in my sound therapy practice, and also incorporating the Reiki into it. So it's pretty interesting how things came together. So,
and yeah. Listening to you, you actually have proof of, you're not the only one though, but you have proof about what your modalities improve at the quality of teaching and the quality of the day at school in general for everybody, you know. And it would probably be a good idea if all schools would start the day with a similar kind of practice, relaxing. I wouldn't directly say meditating, because there's just, you know, kids that are too overactive to actually sit down. But just, you know, have a calming something like Reiki for a whole group. Like you can have all the pupils there, you know, gathering instead of the Pledge of Allegiance. Do something really useful, because, you know, do something that improves their day, and do a healing session with them, do the singing bowls with them, or whatever it is that the school will allow, because, of course, every school is different in that. You have to have their, you know, that they agree with you even being there. But I think it would be a good thing if all the schools would do that. There has been a similar short study here, and kids with ADHD and with other behavioral problems said, literally one kid that was ADHD said, if my mom would learn to do this, she can throw away my pills.
Yeah.
So you started to do the singing bowls from there. Why the singing bowls in general? There's so many things that make sounds, and I know, of course, the copper bowls that are, you know, the Tibetan bowls that are very well known by now. I assume that everybody's heard about them. Why the crystal ones as well? Because they are, you know, very special.
What I feel is the bronze have more of the masculine, more earthy energy. And I started with the bronze bowls. I didn't start with the crystals. I actually started with the bronze bowls first.
Yeah.
Then I gradually incorporated the crystals afterwards. I find that they kind of like work together. They flow well together. They give that balance. And some people like the bronze bowls better than the crystals. So I kind of combine both of them. And kind of like balancing the yin and yang energy, the masculine and feminine and the earth and heaven kind of energy. I feel the crystal singing bowls are more angelic and heavenly have a higher frequency. And the bronze are more deeper tones to them. And I kind of like the fact that they were connected to Buddhism, which the bowls itself stems from the Tibetan bowls.
Yeah.
They're traditionally bronze, but the crystals are pretty much modern, contemporary, up today. I just have fascination with Buddhism, and that's why I kind of incorporated the bronze bowls and the crystal bowls into my practice. And I also felt that the children loved the sight of the bowls. And they would tell me, they would call them magic bowls. They'd say, how do you play them? They're so magical. You go just rub the edge of the rim of the bowl, and it just suddenly plays. And I just love it when they say, "Oh, Mr. Bro, that's the magic bowls."
Do you ever let anyone touch your bowls other than you?
I used to work in the after school program, and I used to bring the bowls into the after school program, and I allow the kids to play. And we would talk, and part of the program, and when I brought into the after school program, is it was part of a culture club, music club I did, and they learned about the history of the singing bowls, history of all the sound healing instruments of the world. And I love that the children, they say, "Oh, Mr. Bell, this feels electrical. You could find it." Yeah, they say electrical. I said, "Where'd you get that? I could feel it." And I said, "It just shows that they're intuitive and they connect with it, especially children. They're very open."
They feel the vibrations and they compare it to electricity.
Yes. Yes, so. Yeah.
So you made it a class effort. You made it a lesson that was interesting. And, of course, kids are nosy. They want to know everything. They're very open to everything. So what better group to have than kids?
Yeah.
You know, if anyone would like to ask questions to Eric right now, live on the air, please call right into the show. If you're from outside the United States, you first dial 001 or from Australia 0011. And then inside the United States, 347-838-9142. And then there will be a message. What the message doesn't say is that you have to press 1 to be live on the air with us. So please do. We welcome everyone who wants to call in. It's always interesting to have people ask questions. If you have a child with any problem at all, be it learning problems or something with had suffered a trauma, not physically yet, but I mean, you know, mentally has gone through something, even like, you know, school issues with other students, you never know what happens. Things happen a lot. Please do call into the show and ask Eric to look into it. And Eric, there is so much that you do. So you combine Reiki and sound healing, so that makes sense to me. Other than healings, I see that you are also a life coach and a spiritual coach. There is a difference between normal life coaching and, you know, just then and spiritual coaching, because that's basically teaching people that are, you know, in a spiritual area how they can do stuff and how to progress in life and to connect mind, body, and soul, make that a whole and move on from there, while a business person would ask you how to make their business work better, which is a totally different approach.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I wouldn't per se call myself a life coach. Like you said, it's a spiritual life coach. It's more spiritually based.
Mm-hmm.
And when I do it, I include it in some my reading practice as well. But the readings and the life coaching, spiritual life coaching, sometimes kind of blend together. I have a unique way of giving readings and then blending into the spiritual coaching. Because I feel nowadays people feel they're more empowered and need that connection, feeling to be empowered, meaning, and to be able to tune into who they are. They're searching. There's a lot of people seeking nowadays. And when people come to me for services, readings or the coaching or whatever, the spiritual coaching, and my approach is very intuitive either way. When I give them that information and like they say, for example, I have people, a lot of people who are coming in with issues, domestic violence issues or health issues emotionally, especially emotional. It's all emotional, I've noticed. And connected with the heart chakra. And basically, I pretty much go in through this process. I talk to them, and I say, make them aware of what is going on within their chakra system and emotional body. And I know you're you have a well understanding of the chakra system because that's your part of what you do. And I sort of guide them, steer them in the direction that they're supposed to go on while they tune into their feeling. Because they have to know what is going on, what is inhibiting them from moving forward in life. If they don't have that, then they won't be able to move ahead in what they're supposed to do. And I help them release that emotional energy, that very energy that's kind of that's preventing them to move ahead and to be able to, or even to go towards something that they're striving towards, like a career, something that's not, like, for example, someone could be afraid, full of fear of being around people, social anxiety, and they want to become somebody that's going to work in the field of interacting with others, and they can't do that until they resolve what's within them. And I said, because the readings I give and the coaching they give, the combination, is I sort of tell them, literally, the angels kind of work with me when I do this too. They kind of help me with the coaching, and they're wonderful teachers. And so I just sort of help people. Okay, hey, you have to face what the situation is here emotionally, and need to honor what you're feeling, because we all have emotional energy that we're working on, and it's important to let that go, and honor it and let it go. It's just, and then we can just break that barrier that's been preventing us of moving ahead. So, yeah, I do a mixture of stuff, combination of psychic readings and spiritual life coaching.
Right, and Justin just signaled me that he has a question. He wanted to let me finish. So before I forget, Justin, the floor is yours.
Yes. I was going to go back to your comment about frequency and vibrational therapy, a case study that you did with the autistic child. Now, what was your method of using the energy frequency to affect the change in that child?
So what did I use? What, sound frequency?
Yes. Yeah, like did you just play with the singing bowls? Did you use tuning forks and different points on the brain, on his head? Or
what
how did you do that?
What I basically did is put some background music, subtle background music on, something that's very relaxing. And I had the seven chakra bronze singing bowls that I used.
Mm-hmm.
I hope that worked on those frequencies to work on his chakras, basically balancing the chakra. I didn't say that I was doing the chakra system, because some
mm-hmm.
certain things that I just kind of made it more, less spiritual, but more connected, emotional, physical.
Yeah.
That was my focus, because I didn't say it was a spiritual piece to it, but to me, I felt it basically helped his chakra system.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, that energy body, I used, because the seven tones that I had, frequencies, they range from 528 to whatever. There's so many different frequencies. Like 528,
mm-hmm.
50th throat chakra or whatever, opening that up. Each one represents a specific spots in your chakra system and an energy body. And I also did some rain sticks as well. I started with, first
mm-hmm.
I would start with the rain sticks. Then I would do the bowls. Then I would do the seven tuning forks, which this also represents. And I also do, and I go around his body with the tuning forks. And the set, and I also have him play them. And
mm-hmm.
I feel that's very important to have these kids to be interactive with their
yes.
kids. Because if they're not interactive, and then they won't be as engaged in the healing process. So I had him play the tuning forks or play the maracas, and I would have a drum, have him play the drum in the background. And I also, and I would play the singing bowls, and it just, we kind of worked together. It was a pretty interesting process
mm-hmm.
when I worked with him. It's just amazing.
Yeah, it is. It definitely is. I actually had a client myself that was autistic. One of my first clients ever, actually, when I first started doing energy therapies, especially utilizing frequency and vibration and using tuning forks. We use specific patterns that kind of coincide with like acupressure and similar things as this, and they follow kind of like the meridian lines within the body, and we activate the tuning forks that coincide with it. And the client, each case of autism is unique to each child. And intuitively, the child that I had, again, one of the main issues that all of them have usually is the level of cognitive awareness of those around them and what's going on. Because usually, like you said, they're more in a spiritual world, kind of doing what comes to them, you know. They have those moments of fixation, but usually they're kind of just kind of everywhere. And the child I worked on, her mother said that she had never acknowledged them, never acknowledged her, never acknowledged her aunts, who was usually the ones who were taking care of her. And it's just like always just kind of disheartening for her, because she never had that connection with her daughter, you know, and it's her only child, and it kind of upset her.
Yeah.
And the daughter was, for a long time, was having a hard time trying to focus. And when I worked on this little girl, I actually had her sit down in the chair in front of me, and I had her draw, because at least that engaged her brain and gave her something active to do, which I did like how you said that you let them play with the different things, because engaging their mind and making them start using those neural pathways that, for some reason, I feel with those children is kind of just kind of obliterated in a sense. They take the long way to those connecting routes. And the focus of this was just to get her more cognitive and more grounded in a sense. And I did a star pattern on the skull using a alpha tuning fork at the 426 hertz.
Uh-huh.
And that worked really well. And my goal was to just kind of alter the energy and the neural pathways. And the mother came back raving, you know, it wasn't anything major. There's no cure to autism, but you can at least make it treatable in a sense where they're more cognitive and they're more present. And that's where the mother came back and raving, because she stopped and acknowledged her mom and her aunt at least 2 to 3 different times throughout the day. And it was just a miracle to see how much of a change in that child was, you know.
It is quite a miracle when it comes to, especially with kids, like the autism and the connection with sound and how, like you said, how it allows them to fix, to help them cognitively develop, which is, you know, connect. And also it helps them, you know, with the sound, they're very aware and they're very sensitive, very open to the energy around them.
Definitely.
And it makes it very hard for them to grasp, to be able to, because to them, they're so very vulnerable, more vulnerable than a lot of people traditionally, because they're so open. And because of that, a lot of times they can reflect other people because of their intuitive abilities. And with the sound, it allows them to tune in and adjust and be able to cognitively connect and also protect themselves from that vulnerability.
And
be able to, then it allows them to feel more comfortable around people. Make sense? It's just that the sound just allows, it's all connected, the brain, the energy body, the chakras, and it just, once you fix that vibration, it affects your cognitive, the brain, then it affects the heart, affects the organs, and as well, then suddenly that gets aligned, and the aura field gets more light and protection from others. I feel like my intuition is that they're very open, and they need that protection. And I think they need that help in building that protection from themselves and that vulnerability, that sacredness of themselves. Because they see a lot more than a lot of people can see, to autistic children. I'm very blessed to come across children with autism. Since I work in the school system, it's just very thankful, and I know you feel the same working with, being around those children with autism or any other challenging behaviors. It's a gift for you and a gift for the child that you're interacting with and connecting with that sound. It's just, they have this fascination with sound, sensory and sound, because they're very sensitive, so... Yeah.
Definitely. And I agree wholeheartedly. And I think vibration and sound, and even just listening to Chris Lane singing bowls or the brass singing bowls, and just letting them play and just listening to them is essential, especially for just everyday relaxation and release of anxiety. And just getting to relax, because relaxation is really a lost art form in a lot of individuals these days, I would say. And it is such a vital role that needs to come back, because without relaxation, we don't learn to let go of things. We don't release the toxins, the stress, the anxiety, the negative emotions, and all these other things that alter our vibrational states and lower them down, because they're heavier and they're slower. And they make us susceptible to the vibrations of that which would make us ill. Would you not agree with that?
Yes. And it's important because all the stress of the day affects everybody. Especially the vulnerability of the autism children who are very open and sensing, it's important that we help ourselves as much as, because we all get stuck in the stress and emotional energy and the kids that are like the autism can feel that. And when you play the music, and because it allows you to tune into your sound. When we tune into our sound, we will tune into the universe, which will allow us to remember who we are. It allows the autistic child or whatever that child is there to tune in to that sound and tune into the universe. One song. One verse. When we tune into our verse, we tune into universe. Make sense?
So yes.
because all that stress we need to—it's causing humanity to become crazy, you know,
mm-hmm.
not aligned with who they are, you know. Mm-hmm. And it's important that we—that's why I do the sound for myself, just as much
mm-hmm.
as for those around me. It's because even I fall into the trap at times. We all do. And it's important that we get ourselves out of it and say, okay, hey. And each time we do that, because I feel sound is important. Music is important. Because if people don't have that, if we didn't have music, the world wouldn't be the way it is today, or sound, or whatever. Drumming around, when people drum, you know, Native Americans,
mm-hmm.
that's just because it empowers people. Sound and music empowers people. The simplest sound
yeah.
of nature, birds, rain, waterfall, all those things are simple. And going out, I went to the waterfall last year, brought a group, and the sound of the water and playing the drums, amazing. Very
mm-hmm.
healing. And it would be awesome to bring kids, like autistic kids, to that. Do like a drum
mm-hmm.
tour, go to the waterfall. Yeah. They love nature. They do.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah.
What's nice about it is, like, even with chaotic thought patterns and stuff like that, the frequency and vibration is such an awesome tool, because each of our thoughts are their own frequency and vibration. And when you
yeah.
hear these other higher vibrations, they interrupt those thoughts immediately and alter you. That's why, like, music, the certain songs you listen to, they can actually alter your mood, make you feel different emotions and so forth like that. And it's why it's so important to watch what kind of music you listen to, you know, because the resonance that it gives off, the emotion that it gives off, you start, especially when you start opening up and becoming more of a spiritual individual, they impact you so strongly, you know.
Mm-hmm. It does. It's very impactive, the sound. It's just, and if you've ever been to like a powwow or the drums and the drums and the drums, and it suddenly hits you to the core. And it's like suddenly bliss takes over. I don't know if you've ever had experience. It's like it's just the sound.
Mm-hmm.
It's like so hypnotic and so mesmerizing to the point that it's like, whoa, everything just opens
yeah.
up. The chakras, everything. And it's just like you're suddenly tuned in to that flow, and it's just
mm-hmm.
suddenly you remember that sound just helps you remember who you are.
Exactly.
I
did a stint not too long ago with we called it spirit dancing, which was actually a technique used by the ancients. You know, it's a very primitive form of dancing, and what happens is you just play music. The person who does it has a very strong understanding of the intention of where they want this dance to go, you know, as far as frequency and vibrational and the emotional path, and usually it's for a higher vibration. And they select the music to gradually get you to where you need to be at, you know. And when you dance to the music, you're not listening to the words, you're not listening to the beats, you're listening for the vibration and just letting your body flow with it. And as you start doing this over a certain amount of time, you start feeling this release, that euphoric high that you were kind of mentioning, you know, that that hypnotic trance you kind of go into. You start traveling, you start seeing things, you start releasing a lot of emotional pain and baggage. There was points and times where we would just stop and just start crying because we were releasing traumas that we put on ourselves that buried deep within our auric field because of things that happened to us when we were younger or early in our lives, from breakups to people dying to any of these things that cause that emotional trauma that leaves a heavy weight within ourselves, you know?
Yeah. And it's important to release that. And it's just very powerful stuff. Once you get that releasing that takes place, the tears,
mm-hmm.
and the just letting it all out is important. And when I have clients that come in and they leave just feeling blissful. I had one lady call me, oh my goodness, what did you do? I said, my heart's burning. It's amazing. She said, my heart is burning. And I said, it is. She said, yes. I said, that's healing. She said, no, it feels so amazing. It's just because she's never had a treatment before, and she'd call, oh, my God, can you come back again? Because I go to people's houses,
okay.
too.
Eric, not to mean to cut you off, but I'm getting the signal that we need to go take a quick commercial break, and we'll be right back, okay?
Yes.
Hold that thought. Just one moment.
Welcome to the RBR Network of radio shows. The RBR Network and the Rimpert Broadcast Network are a part of a program being developed by James Rimpert Powell, founder of the Institute of Applied Metaphysics and the creator of the Radio by Rimpert Network. The RBR Network page is at www.blogtalkradio.com/Rimpert, R-E-N-F-O-R-D. We encourage you to also check out Rimpert Broadcast Network at www.youtube.com. On Monday evenings at 6:30 p.m. Central Standard Time, we have Pam Drennan with the Cosmic Contact Show, and at 8 p.m. it is Keith Blanchard with the Searcher's Roadmap Show. Then on Tuesday at 8 p.m. it is Anamika with the I Am Well Show. On Wednesday at 7 p.m. it is The No Show, hosted by Reverend Robert J.B. McMillan. At 8:30 p.m., James Rimpert Powell hosts the Laws of Material Wealth Personal Development Program, a 54-week program including support material and online coaching. On Thursday evenings, it is Daryl Clark coming to you from New York with the Progressive News Weekly at 5:30 p.m. Central Standard Time. Saturdays at 6:30 p.m., Eddie Milton is the host on Night Search, a program that has been on the air for 13 years. On Sunday at 11 a.m., the Core Concepts Show broadcasts the Core Concepts Lectures, which are held each Sunday. These are recordings of the Core Concept Lectures that we have each Sunday at 4:30 p.m. Central Standard Time in Memphis, Tennessee. And on Fridays and Sundays at 3 p.m. Central Standard Time, we will feature recordings from our affiliate station, Dream Vision 7 Radio Network. The Bookman Television Show is broadcast on the Comcast Cable Network in Memphis each Saturday at 9:30 p.m. Central Standard Time. The Bookman Show, the Core Concepts Lectures, and the Laws of Material Wealth Personal Development Program are all on the YouTube.com. You can access them by going to the Rimpert Broadcast Network channel. We would like to invite you to visit the virtual campus of the Institute of Applied Metaphysics at www.im-cor.org. The books are available in the bookstore, and you can view all three degree levels of the Institute. There are three free e-books, a free e-zine you can download called Lightways, and an information packet for first-time authors called the Author Packet. Before we get back to our show, we want to invite you to go to the website of the Laws of Materials Wealth Personal Development Program at thelawsofmaterialwealth.com. Provides a look at the most comprehensive, interactive, and proactive personal development program available today. It includes the Laws of Material Wealth book, the workbook by the same name, 4 DVDs, a CD, an infomercial, 3 commentary outlines, and 54 weeks of support material and online coaching. Thank you for listening to the RBR Network of Shows. Enjoy the show.
And we're back after the break. Our guest for tonight is Eric Brohl. He's from Berlin, New Hampshire. He is a quantum tones healing, and his website is www.quantumtones.com. He has a lot of services that you can find on his website, and I am right now looking at a lot of readings that he does, mediumship. Everybody knows what that is. Angel guidance. Everybody's heard about that and about life experience. Not so many people know about blueprints, but I want to save that one for last. I would like to ask you right now, Eric, what is your current activity? What are things that you are doing right now, like maybe workshop or other activities that you're doing?
Right now, I'm actually preparing for a class next week. It's going to be in Berlin at 117 Main Street from 6 to 8, three Wednesdays. And so it's, the class is Awakening to Your Intuition. It's going to be Wednesday, March 25th, April 8th, and 15th. So it's a three-part series class that I'm doing. $60 per person. That's a three-part class. And I'm also doing another class, which is Empower Yourself Through Intention, Meditation, and Sound on Tuesday, March 31st from 6 to 8 in the Conway, New Hampshire area. It's at the Living from Within Holistic Life Center on 290 East Side Road. So those are the couple of classes that I'm doing from this month and next month. And I also do holistic wellness fairs, North Country Holistic Fairs, and I do like five a year. My next one is going to be on Saturday, May 2nd. So we will have aura photographers, psychic readers, Reiki practitioners, products, metaphysical products, books, spiritual books, all kinds of stuff there. That's at 117 Main Street in Berlin on May 2nd, Saturday, May 2nd from 10 to 4. And those are the things that I'm doing all through spring. And I have clients each week that I work with so as well in between. That's all I have. And I'm also developing some classes for the summer. And also I'm working on a spiritual retreat in Maine this summer. But that hasn't been set to stone quite yet, but that's in the making.
Oh, and so spiritual retreat in the area where you live, which is beautiful, by the way. I've seen a lot of your pictures. It's really a beautiful scenic area. It's very rural there. It's the most amazing place to have such an event at. My question is, you do a lot in the area or around the area where you live. You're willing to travel all across the world if necessary, if people would like to have you over there to teach. Do you also host or plan to host internet events like Skype, like teleseminars and events like that?
I am very open to that, yes. I'm open to going, doing stuff like that in conferences, Skype conferences, or whatever it is that the universe has to offer. I feel people need it, especially in this time, in this world. A lot of people are releasing and a lot of stuff is surfacing, and it's necessary. And I think it's important that I bring myself out there for people to do these things, to go on Skype, to go to wherever that I'm needed, because when I do this work, I feel it heals me just as much as it heals others. It's both ways. I feel it does. It's like a good flow, good energy exchange, and I'm just open to anything. You know?
Right. That sounds amazing. So, anyone who would like to invite Eric to either come to your venue or that you would like to create an online event with him or visit him with a group where he's at, I'm sure you can come to some kind of an agreement with Eric. He's very open to anything, to work with everybody. He likes to to heal the world as much as he can. I read something of what I, of course, know about, but that's not for everybody. Not everybody is trained as a holistic practitioner, and certainly not in blueprints and what that is about, because that also covers a shamanic area. Not everybody is into that. You mention all kinds of blueprints on your website. You mentioned Matrix Soul Blueprint. You mentioned Future Blueprints, and I know there are several blueprints more. Could you just briefly explain what those blueprints are?
Blueprints are kind of like when you think of a blueprint, when you look at a house blueprint, everything is there, built. The foundation is there. Because we all have a foundation, a purpose that we've had set before we came to the earth plane. The blueprint that we have created, that we built upon in our physical makeup to our the reality that we manifest around us. And the blueprint is we have, okay, I made the blueprint that I'm going to become a Reiki practitioner and a sound therapist and a metaphysical spiritual teacher, as well as, you know, teaching mindfulness or whatever. Those are the things that I've created in my blueprint. And other people could be just as simple as becoming a counselor, spiritual counselor, or even a psychologist, psychotherapist. Those are the things that they've created in their blueprint, not their, what they created for their life. A blueprint is just, it's what they've chosen, things they've chosen through their journey as well, things that they, what school they go to, what parents they choose before they come here. Get the idea?
Yes, yes. Is it possible to change that blueprint?
It can be changed. We have free will.
Yes.
Blueprints can change. A lot of times we can step off of it by off of what we were, our intention was, and some kind of circumstance that we went through in life, like
mm-hmm.
certain people end up doing things that are not good for their bodies or good for their mind or good for themselves because they can't handle it. They have a hard time. So they step off of their blueprint for a while because of that challenge. Because the challenge of coming to the earth plane. So their blueprint, so the people that come to me, I help them steer them back into their purpose, their blueprint.
Well, that was actually my next question. Let's say I am completely off course, so to speak. I'm completely going in the wrong direction, denying everything that is in my blueprint. I mean, I've been there, done that, you know. I, of course, feel not good about my life. I'm being blocked everywhere, the whole blah blah, and I come to you. Now, what would it take? Just, you know, I'm a very severe case in that. What would it take for you and the client together to get to reinstall that blueprint, so to speak, or to redirect the person? How would you go about that?
Okay. So what I would basically do is sort of guide them inwards, and I find that meditation helps. At times, sometimes clients, I incorporate meditation during that time when I do the blueprint reading. Sometimes let's do this. Let's look at what we're feeling here. What, you know, this deep feeling. And a lot of times I have people that cry emotionally. They start crying because they're facing what they're feeling emotionally, and by doing that, they're honoring what they're feeling and realizing what is causing them emotionally, physically, to be in a halt in their or to be off their matrix, their blueprint. And it allows them to, okay, hey, to slow down and think about the choices that they're making. And honoring what they're feeling emotionally. When they start honoring what they're feeling emotionally, it will allow them to heal and release and to let go of whatever is caused them to get off track. And also, and I tell the client, you know, it's not up to me to do. You have to initiate the change. I can't do it for you. You have to do the healing process. And I tell them this. And it's important to work with it, work through it. Because if they don't, they're going to stay stuck. They're going to stay off track. And it's important to work on that. It's a very intense process. It may take one or two or three times, depending. And a lot of times, it's just some people ask for various sessions. Sound healing Reiki session may help. I find it helps heal whatever it is, or to help them get on track on back on their with their purpose, their blueprint, that journey they're supposed to embark on.
Wonderful.
Yeah.
Wonderful. Absolutely. Yes, there is a lot of things that, you know, people would like to know and would like to know about themselves and why things are not flowing in their lives. So It would be a good thing if they would contact you about that, or if they are with a group of people, by all means, reach out to Eric over his website, www.quantumtones.com, and there is a contact page there with all his things, like his P.O. box, his telephone number, his email address. You can just contact him on there and make a suggestion about what you would like, and I'm very sure Eric will be getting back to you as soon as possible and make an appointment with you. Keep in mind, of course, that if you live in another place on the planet, that there is a time zone difference, so give him the chance to react. If you would like to set up any kind of event with Eric, just ask him what is possible at what ever given time, and if you would like to set up an internet event, that's also possible. There are so many things Eric can do. Eric, it was wonderful having you. Thank you very much for being my guest. It was really very interesting and amazing, and I hope that a lot of people find help with you, because
thank
you have so much to offer. Also, Justin, thank you very much for being my co-host again tonight. It was amazing, and you always have the most unexpected questions, and was very interesting about the autistic children, because it's really a group that needs help. Thank you very much to everybody who's listening and will be listening in the future. I hope to see you again next week when we have another very, very interesting guest. And I wish everybody a wonderful and relaxed evening. Thank you very much for listening. Goodbye.
Bye.
Goodbye.